Blog Talk Radio.
For this installment of the Daily Complaint. So welcome to the Daily Complaint, and please visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Like I said, my name is Dana Schaffman. I will be your host, hostess, cruise director for this installment. I am the managing member of End Consulting. End Consulting brings to you the Daily Complaint every weekday. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Today we are airing live. That's right, folks, we are airing live as we speak, as I speak, at 10 a.m. West Coast, 1 p.m. East Coast. However, tomorrow we are live at 9:30 a.m. West Coast, 12:30 p.m. East Coast. But either way, that does not matter. And the reason being is because all you simply have to do is visit us at thedailycomplaint.com, and you can catch us live or later anytime at your leisure or leisure, however you'd like to say that word. So it really doesn't matter when we air live. The thing that matters is that we air live every day. So welcome to the Daily Complaint. Welcome to those of you who are joining us for the first time. It's a wonderful first step in knowing your rights and asserting your rights. A warm welcome to those of you who are joining us for the second, fifth, 12th, 15th time. Not only have you taken that first step to know your rights and assert your rights, but you've made a commitment to it if you're listening to us over and over again, because that means that you're trying to listen in an attempt to build a strategy for yourself. So like I said, welcome to all of you, whether you're listening for the first time or not. We want to make sure that we put together a product, a service, a show for you that enables you to know your rights and understand how to assert them. Interesting thing today, folks, we're going to look at somebody that's trying to give advice to somebody else, and it's not great advice. So you have to also understand where your advice is coming from. The person that's giving advice doesn't really understand how things work. So pretty interesting stuff. And she's actually responding to a complaint that was posted in 2009. She posted her response on Saturday, I believe, the 19th of September. It is Wednesday, the 23rd of September. So like I said, welcome to the Daily Complaint. Just know that if you do need advice, we are here to give you good, sound advice and provide you with resources that back up the advice that we give you. You can visit us anytime at your leisure or leisure at thedailycomplaint.com. My personal signature, again, my name is Dana Schaffman. I'm the managing member of End Consulting, is at the bottom of every show. So no need to look any further than the show description, because like I said, my personal signature is at the bottom of it. That includes our office number here at End Consulting, as well as my personal email. You can contact us through thedailycomplaint.com by simply sending us a message. You can also contact us through Twitter and Facebook. In fact, we generally, almost every single show, if not every show, sometimes we utilize the same things over and over again, so we don't always post that day. But every resource that we give you, folks, we post up to our Facebook page, at least. We try to do it on Facebook and Twitter. Facebook is generally easier because it gives us a better platform in which to provide information to you. So I would recommend at a minimum visiting our Facebook page. Facebook also provides a wonderful portal in which for you to comment or leave us your information via a message. So feel free to contact us and tell us to contact you back if you need assistance. You can also send us your complaint if you'd like us to review it on the air. You do not have to disclose your name. I don't care if you use a fake name. I don't care if you use a fake email address. whatever you want to do, we just want to make sure that we're here to assist you. That's our goal. That's what we're passionate about. That's why we bring to you the Daily Complaint every weekday, is to not only get you in a position to know your rights and assert your rights, but to carve out a pathway for success for you, to be successful, okay? So that's why we do what we do, folks. I promise you, we don't actually get paid to do it. We actually pay to go on Blog Talk Radio to bring you this show every weekday. So I promise you, we know the information that we're giving you. We're just giving it to you so that you know the information, because honestly, we're so frustrated by the lack of information that's provided to consumers, and it kind of leaves you out hanging out in the wind by yourself, you know, floating in the wind. Doesn't really give you a lot of information unless you know where to seek it out, where to find it. That's what we're doing here for you today, folks, and every day, or every weekday, shall I say, although you can access the Daily Complaint 24/7, every day of the week, every hour, every minute, every second of every day. You can visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. You can send us an email every 24/7, every minute, every hour, every weekday, every day. You can also contact me via email, contact our office. I promise you there are 18 different ways to contact us by simply visiting us at thedailycomplaint.com. So please do so. There's no need for you to suffer in silence. We're here to inject some hope and optimism into your situation. We're here to simplify your situation. We're here to provide you with some good advice with regard to your situation. There's a lot of, let's say, misinformation that's out there. Like I said, we're going to look at that today. We're going to look at somebody that's actually posted up as to answered a complaint. Granted, it's bizarre that they answered a complaint back in 2009 and they did it in 2015. And they're not a consumer rights advocate, per my understanding. And they answered it wrong. So they gave wrong information. How about that? So in any case, you have to understand what information exists out there for you, where you can go to address the situation, so on and so forth. So today we're going to actually look at an old complaint and how it was answered by a new advisor, shall we say, we'll call them, a new incorrect advisor, and how you can get in trouble if you don't listen to the right people, okay? So reality is you've got to understand what the problem is if you can solve the problem, so on and so forth, okay? What tools you need to solve the problem, you know? How about solving it with written correspondence versus orally or verbally with them, you know? So again, it's about understanding how the dynamics of the mortgage servicing industry work, how things operate, and what you need to do to solve normal everyday problems. And trust me, this is a pretty normal everyday situation for people, especially when you deal with mortgage servicing. Okay, today we're going to actually look at City Mortgage. We're going to look at suspense accounts and partial payments and foreclosure, and we're going to look at the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. We're going to talk about RESPA rules with regard to escrow. You know, we're going to just look at all of that and understand what's going on, okay? And the interesting thing, like I said, is we found this posting of a complaint to somebody that had a real issue. And the reality is that they didn't successfully and appropriately, even accurately or with validity, answer the issue, which is insane. Okay? It just adds more insanity and confusion to the situation. So without further ado, let's take a look and see what the issue is. Okay? Might I remind you one more time, you can contact us at thedailycomplaint.com. So that's a great resource for you if you've got questions, if you want us to cover your complaint. You can contact me directly. Again, my name is Dana Schaffman. Today we're going to look at a couple different websites, one of which is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, or the CFPB, at consumerfinance.gov. They actually oversee all financial services. It's a great place to get educated, especially if you're looking at something that was wrong on your file or on your mortgage loan or on your account, regardless of what financial service it is. You're going to want to make sure you address it with a regulatory agency. So therefore, whomever it is that's violating your consumer rights understands that you know your consumer rights. It makes it a lot easier to assert them or exercise them, as we might say, versus just trying to make a phone call and dealing with, you know, in many cases, the idiot on the other line. Trust me, I've experienced many. In fact, yesterday I experienced they put in our fax number incorrectly. So that's why we weren't getting the documents we were requesting. Interestingly enough, I spoke to a guy yesterday who, discovered that and then told me, oh, your third-party authorization actually states your correct fax number. Well, thank you for providing the obvious that we provided the right information and you all put it in a system incorrectly. So, again, there's a lot of errors that occur, so you've got to make sure that you keep that in mind. And it might be an error that occurs on a file that's existed for years. It just, there's no rhyme or reason. It takes one idiot to make an error. And it takes like 9 months to fix it. You know, that's the crazy part of the situation. But again, you've got to know your rights and understand how to assert your rights if you're going to do it yourself. Okay? And it's not that difficult to do it yourself. It's time-consuming, and you've got to know your rights, so you've got to take some time to get familiar with them. You've got to understand that you're going to have to write a complaint. But the beautiful part is there's all kinds of templates that exist for you to write what's called a qualified written request, which is a RESPA-type complaint. Okay? So without further ado, we're going to talk about City Mortgage. Okay? There was a complaint posted, like I said, I can actually tell you probably about when. In, let's say, the end of 2009. This is how far back this goes. Okay? Or I'm sorry, the end of maybe 2008, the beginning of 2009, maybe January 2009-ish. Okay, I'm going to read you the complaint. I realize this complaint is old, but I'm reading you the complaint that's old because I want to read you the response that was posted on Saturday, because I want to talk about what information that they're trying to figure out and why it's incorrect, okay? So, like I said, the complaint is against City Mortgage. It's called Scam and Cheating. It's a pretty nasty title. And it was posted by Elizabeth, okay? So we're going to just call her Liz. Okay, so Liz posted, due to my paycheck schedule, I decided to start making 2 monthly payments to City Mortgage for my loan split evenly. I got a letter today saying that they are going to accelerate my foreclosure. Of course, I know that all my payments have been made. I have bank records to back it up. Okay, so Liz makes an important point. Okay, if you're going to make a payment, there's a couple different ways in which you can make a payment. You can usually make a payment by sending in a check. You can make a payment by having it auto-drafted out of your account, or you can make a payment by going to one of those servicing places, MoneyGram or Western Union or whatever, however they enable you to do that, okay? Whatever you do, you should keep good records of your payments, especially because mistakes happen, okay? So, if you're going to, say, send in a cashier's check every month, make a copy of it or keep that other side of it. And therefore, you've got a record of it. Because reality is if you get a cashier's check drawn from your bank, it goes through your bank's major account. They can go back and tell you whether or not that cashier's check was cashed. Okay? If you're doing it on a check from your checking account, even better. You'll be able to have a record automatically every month whether or not it was cashed. Or if you're doing an automatic draft, you're going to know that as well. Okay? So Liz goes on to state, so it's important for you, like she says, I have bank records to back it up. It's important that you have that. Okay? Even if you choose to go get a cashier's check, say at 7-Eleven, they give you a copy of it. Okay? So it's a traceable copy. So you should be able to go back and trace it, whomever issued you the cashier's check. So again, important to keep your records, okay? So Liz goes on to state, I called the hotline, City Mortgage's hotline. The last reported date they received my payment was in September. The last month I paid the entire mortgage in one payment. I have made three payments since. October's two payments, which equal more than my mortgage, not being recorded, nor my payment in November. Keep in mind, my bank account was debited. That means they have my money, have not recorded it, and they are threatening me. Also, it is not like they have been rejecting the money and putting it back into my account. Okay? All valid points, by the way. Okay? And just so you know, like I said, this is January of 2009. There have since been rules that have put in place that strengthen the protections for homeowners and borrowers. So understand that there were always rules against this, okay? But there are now even stronger rules that protect you. So understand that, you know, because this is so dated, it's interesting to me what's happened since. It's actually positive for you and I as consumers. But it's also daunting that somebody would answer this complaint incorrectly and then not provide the new rules that are in place. Because, again, I don't know who's, if, you know, somebody just can't sleep and is, who knows. Anyway. Okay. So Liz wraps it up by stating, I hate this company. It's no wonder why they are failing. I hope they do. I hope they do at this point, so another company can take over my mortgage. Be careful what you wish for. Has anyone else had this issue? What do I do? Any legal attempt to take my house by them would backfire, as I have proof they have accepted my money, but I am still scared. How can a company do this? Okay. So first of all, yesterday we played for you the FTC's video or audio about dealing with debt collectors. Okay. They basically tell you they can't threaten you with foreclosure. They can't lie about anything. They can't take more money from you than you owe. And those rules have been in place since, I think, the 70s, you know? So again, there are a lot of protections that have always existed for you as a consumer or borrower. Okay? So, she's right that any attempts for foreclosure would backfire on them, especially if they have her money. Okay? So, I'm going to tell you what the situation is here in a second, and then I'm going to explain to you what this person advised them to do, okay? And then I'm going to tell you what we as professionals would advise them to do, okay? Because it's different. Okay? So, Lori Carpenter is the person that is advising these clients or this client at this point. And basically giving them incorrect information. Now, Lori Carpenter started giving them information Saturday, the 19th of September is when this was posted. Like I said, this is bad information. So I'm only telling you all this because it's important that you understand not everything you read is going to be good information. You have to consider the source. Okay? Because reality is Liz has a pretty solid case. Has a pretty solid case as to what's going on and how to rectify it. Okay? So, again, you've got to understand what's going on and how to deal with the situation in a valid way versus just trusting anybody else. Okay, so I'm going to tell you what the advice is. I'm going to tell you why it's wrong. Okay, so Lori Carpenter, like I said, posted up on Saturday. She's asking Liz this question. Did you prearrange your twice a month payment with City Mortgage? If not, when sending in half payments, did you list how much of the payment was to go to escrow, interest, and principal? Without doing that, if they receive the money, they will automatically apply it directly to the principal, not as half month's payment. Wrong. That is incorrect. This is how you ended up as past due on your mortgage. Wrong. Your mortgage is a legal contract and you cannot make your own changes to it. The only thing I can suggest is to talk to someone else and see if they applied the money to principal and ask them to remove the amount and reapply them as monthly payments. And honestly, I don't know if they can or will. Wrong. Okay? I know they offer a twice monthly payment plan, but you have to switch over to it. You can't just start doing it without them being a part of the process. How are they supposed to know where to put your partial payments if they don't have you set up on the twice monthly plan? So they apply them to principal. Wrong. All of that is wrong so far. Okay? I've had City Mortgage for over 30 years and never had a problem with them. At one point, I was jobless for a long time and almost ended up in foreclosure. They work with me and set up a repayment plan that took 1 year to catch up on past due amount while still making the monthly payments due. I didn't find them hard to work with or unreasonable. Well, first of all, Lori, Liz's situation happened 6 years ago. Okay? There are different rules in place now than 6 years ago. Secondly, if you make a partial payment, they don't apply it to anything other than a suspense account. So she's wrong. They don't apply it just to principal. Because, let's face it, if you're at the beginning of your mortgage or in the early stages of your mortgage, most of what you're paying is interest. So they're not going to over-apply to principal. Okay? So, like I said, Lori Carpenter is giving Liz bad advice. She is wrong. I don't care if she's had City Mortgage for over 30 years. She doesn't know one end from the other. Okay? And if they're taking her payments and they're cashing all of them, then they are responsible for applying them as full payments once the amount reaches a full payment. Okay? But like I said, this complaint was posted in 2009. Lori is answering it in 2015. Okay? Every other complaint or issue up here is from 2011. Let's see, I think, or 2010. Okay? So, while I agree that making partial payments, if you're paying every other week, which is a bi-monthly payment, or I think they call it bi-monthly, then you should ask them about it. If you're making partial payments because of the amount that you get paid, then you should address with whomever it is that you're making partial payments to that's why you're doing it. You know, you might get a late fee every single month. If your payments are due on the 15th and you're paying the second half on the 30th, then you might get a late charge every month, okay? So you need to understand that as well, which means you need to overpay your mortgage every month to include that late fee. So you do have to get some information. Now, let's talk about what the right thing is, okay? And then we're going to talk about suspense accounts and other things, okay? So started making two monthly payments of City Mortgage for her loan split evenly. Okay, so A, I agree that you should call City Mortgage and explain what you're doing, okay? If you have a situation, you might be able to change your payment due date that month so that you're not late, if at all possible, okay? So those are some options that might exist for you, okay? You also want to find out what happens when you make those two split payments. If you're being charged a late fee, make sure you incorporate that into the second payment. And therefore, you're paying everything in full, because the last thing you want to do is have a $35 late fee for 6 months, and now you owe them, you know, upwards of $200 and change, you know, $210 or whatever, okay? So, second of all, if I were Liz, I would get a payment history, and you can request that from City Mortgage. You can probably do it over the phone, but I like to send everything in writing because I think that it's a much more, shall we say, traceable, trackable way to do things, so that way you send in a qualified written request. If you don't know how to do one, go to the CFPB's website at consumerfinance.gov and do that. You're going to request for a payment history. You're going to look at that. Once you get your payment history, you're going to marry that up with your bank statements that prove that you've made your payments, and you're going to send in a new qualified written request asking why they're putting you in foreclosure if your payments have all been received and withdrawn and not posted, okay? So a couple questions you're going to ask. If you have any issues, you're going to go to consumerfinance.gov, which is the CFPB's website. You're going to file a complaint. You're going to force City Mortgage to fix the problem or identify a solution, one or the other, okay? Reality is Liz should not be in a position to lose her home. First of all, you have to now be 120 days late on your mortgage, which is 4 months. And they can't just take your money and keep it. That's not really how this whole thing works. There's rules against that, okay? A lot of RESPA rules. In fact, a qualified written request is a Section 6 RESPA rule stating that they have to acknowledge receipt in 5 days and answer it in 30. Okay? So, again, you got to know your rights, folks. We're going to talk about what a suspense account is real quick. This is why I'm telling you that this Lori Carpenter is wrong. Okay? So, we're on a NOLO law site. We use this site quite a bit. The title of this, of where we're at, this page, is what is a mortgage suspense account? Mortgage suspense account is a catch-all account that mortgage servicers use to temporarily hold funds when you overpay or underpay your monthly payment. Okay? How mortgage payments are generally applied. When you make your full monthly mortgage payment to your loan servicer, it will apply part of the payment to pay down your principal and will use part of it to pay interest. If your loan is escrowed for taxes and insurance, part of the payment goes toward that as well. Suspense account. As the name suggests, a suspense account is an account set up by a mortgage servicer to hold a borrower's funds in a suspense state until it decides how to allocate them. Suspense accounts are used primarily when the borrower makes a partial or incomplete payment, though it can be utilized if you overpay as well. Partial payments. The most common use for a suspense account is for partial payments. If you make a partial payment, the suspense account will hold your payment in suspense until a full payment is available. For example, if you split your mortgage payments up and pay two payments per month rather than once a month, the servicer would place the first payment in a suspense account until the second payment is received. Once the suspense account has enough funds to make a full payment, the servicer would then remove the funds from suspense and apply them to the account. Okay? If you dispute any of the amounts that your mortgage servicer claims that you owe, do not reduce your payment amount to reduce the disputed amount. If you do this, the mortgage servicer may consider your payment a partial payment and place it in the suspense account. Okay, new CFPB rules. You ready? The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was established by the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act of 2010, has issued new mortgage servicing rules that go into effect, or in this case went into effect, as of January 10, 2014. Among other things, the rules generally require that mortgage servicers promptly credit a consumer's account on the day a payment is received. The new rules also state that if a servicer receives a partial payment from the borrower, the payment may be held in a suspense account. When the amount in the suspense account is sufficient to cover a full payment, the servicer must credit the borrower's account. Okay? Sometimes a servicer may place payments into a suspense account without proper justification, at which point you're going to file a complaint. Okay? So, we've gone over both things. We've gone over what a suspense account is. We've gone over what a partial payment is. They're able to hold your partial payments. Like I said, to avoid any confusion, it would be best to send in correspondence in writing that states, due to my pay schedule, I'm going to be making two payments every month instead of one. You know, I just want to make you aware of this. If there's any, I would request, is there any late payment that's associated? Do I have the full month to pay? So on and so forth. And therefore, let them respond in writing. Okay? That way you've got proof of everything. If you've got any disputes, you want to pull your bank statements, you want to write that qualified written request, and you absolutely want to send a complaint to the CFPB since we just explained their new rules. Okay? So, folks, don't trust the Lori Carpenters of the world that are basically stating that they apply your money to principal. That's not the truth. That anything she said is correct, other than maybe her own story that she's had City Mortgage for over 30 years. Never had a problem with them. She did have a problem with them. She was jobless and almost ended up in foreclosure. That's a problem. You know what I'm saying? So again, trust your source, okay? If Lori was a professional and provided you with resources, then you trust her. If she's not a professional, then you assume she's some yahoo off the street. And like I said, by her response, false. Totally and completely false. The information that she's spewing out is so not correct. She doesn't understand suspense accounts. She doesn't understand partial payments. But you can. And you can by simply knowing your rights and asserting your rights. I promise you, folks, if you go to the CFPB's website at consumerfinance.gov, it's kind of an end-all, be-all for you. You can get educated there on your consumer rights. You can file a complaint there and hold anybody accountable for what actions or, you know, violations they're committing on your file. Okay? So, in the case of Liz, like I said, you send in your complaint as a qualified written request. Okay? Or you first send in a qualified written request for your account history. Or you can send in the complaint and request the account history at the time that you send in the complaint. And say, here's my information. Here's all the money you've drawn from my account. Here's my current statement that you're showing. Here's your threat of foreclosure. You respond to me and explain to me where all this money went. Okay, once you get that response to your QWR, or you can just attach your QWR up to the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, and they will respond to you in that portal. They have 15 days to do it. They can request additional time, just so you know. But at least you hold them accountable through a regulatory agency and not on your own volition. So, nonetheless, folks, like I said, you need to trust your source. You need to not listen to ridiculous people like Lori Carpenter, who has no idea how a mortgage works. Okay? They would never, ever put the first amount of money that you sent in to a principal. If anything, they'd put it to your interest payment, not your principal. Okay? Because they make money on the interest, not on the principal. See what I'm saying? So, folks, you have to know your rights in order to assert them. I can't explain that or convey that to you enough. Okay? And we just provided to you exactly why you need to know that. Because there are people out there that are going to try and give you bad information, and if you don't know your rights, you might end up listening to them, which is awful. So, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind. Visit us at thedailycomplaint.com. Contact us if you have any questions or issues. We are so here to help you. And I promise you, we are knowledgeable enough to point you to where you need to be. If we don't know where you need to be, we'll find out for you and get you that information in a way that's credible and valid. Okay? Not the Lori Carpenter way. Okay? So, folks, thank you so much for listening to The Daily Complaint. We truly are grateful and blessed that we have the opportunity to do what we do here at The Daily Complaint and End Consulting. Visit us again at thedailycomplaint.com for information about your consumer rights, for information on how to contact us, to listen to any of the shows that are pertaining to you. I promise you, we won't be wasting 30 minutes of your time. Your consumer rights will transfer to every aspect of your life. So, folks, know your rights and assert your rights. Thank you so much for listening. Visit us at The Daily Complaint. We'll be back tomorrow with another awesome edition of The Daily Complaint. Folks, thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. This is The Daily Complaint.